For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner of a wonderful, wonderful company and service called Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me again. And as always, hopefully I'll be able to provide the listeners some great information today.
Well, I think, you know, we had talked about a little bit about what we want to cover today, and this is super, super helpful information. So if you want to reach out to Ben and the great team at Home Downsizing Solutions, here's the phone number, good anywhere in the country, 855-291-5005. That's toll free, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, I know that with homedownsizing.com, you've been doing this for a very, very long time, and you primarily, you work with a lot of people in a lot of different situations, but the one that keeps coming up over and over again is someone is living in their house. They may have lived there for 20, 30, 40 years of, you know, they have all the stuff in the house. They don't want to deal with the repairs and the updates and all of that, and they need to move to a senior living community, and you can help them with in that exact situation.
That's correct, Steve. We work, and thank you for dating me. Aging me, I should say, more appropriately there with the, yes, I have been.
I was going to say, we're not dating. So.
No, we're aging me, though. But yes, I've had a company that has been a home buying company for over 27 years now.
Now, you just dated you right there.
So. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. So we've helped, I think, helped a lot of people that find value in the benefits that we provide. And, of course, have referred hundreds of other individuals to traditional agents. So it's not like we just only help people when we can be the direct assistant or the direct business. I do want to do whatever's best for the customer. And so, but those circumstances, everybody values things differently. To some people, they don't care whether there's people walking through the house to get a house show ready and to have showings, things like that. To other people, it's really sometimes because of health concerns and health issues with family members, it's really not possible.
Well, you know, you just described neighbors of mine across the street, and they have a special needs son, and then they have some other children as well. And so they would get, and their house is, you know, relatively new. It's on the retail market. It has a pool and all this stuff. They would get relatively little notice, like, hey, we're just down the street. Can you get out of your house so we can show it? And so, and their son, he has a lot of equipment and a lot of, you know, a lot of things that they have to do with him. They can't just up and just run. And they got so tired of it, they just moved out of the house. It was so upsetting to them. So
that can certainly happen. And, you know, unfortunately, they decided that that was the best thing for their family, though, or fortunately they decided that that was the best thing for their family. But certainly there's all kinds of different circumstances. And so we provide value in the best way that we can, depending on what a person's unique situation is.
And let me say this, that I just want to brag about Ben for a second. Ben is a veteran. And Ben, earlier this week, it was Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.
You are welcome.
And Ben is the most honest, straight shooting kind of guy that you could ever meet. And just like he said earlier, if he's not the right solution, he's going to say, look, I think you could sell this in the traditional retail market. And here's who I would recommend working with. So he's going to tell you straight up what he can do for you, how he can add value, how his services can benefit you. Or he'll also say, if that's not the case, you'll provide some other options.
That's correct. And for years, I'm not sure, going back to how many years, at least 15 years ago, from now or prior to 15 years, I've always tried to provide multiple options to sellers. I've always or have tried to always take comparables since I've been a licensed agent as well for 15 or so years at this point. Whenever applicable, I've liked to take comparables of what the market is around a particular area. So if a seller calls me, I will research that area, that subdivision or general area, and try to pull up what are called comparables, the solds, houses that are similar, hopefully similar, that have sold, ones that are active on the market to see what the current competition is. And then years ago, we haven't had this issue too much for a few years now, but certainly after 2008, with what happened in the market then, one of the bigger important comparables were the canceled listings or expired listings, the houses that had been put on the market but did not sell.
And they just pulled them off then.
Correct.
Yeah.
Whether they expired after 3 months or 6 months, or maybe it was on the second time around of listing and they still had not sold. I think it was very important for people to understand what similar properties, especially if they needed some updating, were going through at that time. And so I wanted to provide that whole picture to individuals. And it's kind of the same way, again, the expireds or canceleds aren't near as prevalent as they were back then.
Right.
But what I attempt to do more than ever now with our team is to go in and show a seller the comparables. Go through a spreadsheet of what it's going to take to get a house up to the nicest potential condition so that they can see how that compares to the houses that have sold or for sale, again, their competition, so that they understand, okay, if we went and put the house, if we did a bunch of work, if your house needs a bunch of work, of course, but what it's going to cost to get it into that best condition, nice condition. And then after all the closing costs, what it's going to net the seller. Because it's not important, in my opinion, what an agent can list a house for. What's most important is the amount of money that they're going to put, that the seller is going to put in their pocket when everything is said and done. And obviously, with the listing, we're estimating.
Yeah.
But we try and give them that most likely scenario. We also give them the scenario of listing the house. Trying to clean it up the best we can, but in its current condition of what they'll net in that as-is condition.
Sure.
And then we'd like to give them, of course, what we can pay them as a net number. So if we're going to pay all the closing costs, if we're going to take the house as-is, especially if the house has a lot of stuff that we're going to have to take care of, if we let the seller stay in the house for 2 or 3 months, that, of course, adds to our overhead, so we take that into account.
Sure.
But, of course, we can offer that. And so we give them a number of what we can pay. And then depending on what the, again, what value the seller puts in the benefits, then we can structure whatever way to sell the house is in their best interest, what they want to see happen.
Well, and I think it's really important to, and you just kind of fly by one particular part that always catches my ear, like it's just, it's every day for you. And it is, it's normal for you. But I want to point out that you really specialize with, I think the majority of your clients now are needing to sell their house and move to a senior care community. And guess what? A lot of times we have a timing issue there. And I know, you know firsthand, there are so many places, and especially the best places, they typically will have a wait list. It could be 1 or 2 months. It could be 5 or 6 months. It could be 12 months, whatever the number is. But if there is a timing issue, but you need access to the cash value of your house, you're able to work with them and have them stay in the house even past the closing date.
That's correct. We do that quite often, where a person, even if they're just moving, we had a recent situation where a lady, a seller, was moving in with her mom to kind of take care of her mom or to assist her mom. And she really didn't have too many immediate timing concerns, but she did want to go through some things. She wanted to move at her ease, not a fire drill. Yep. And so it helps her out in that circumstance too. And so, again, whatever is important to the seller and how we can best transition or provide for an easy transition from their current residence to their new home or apartment, that's what we try and accomplish.
Excellent. So if this is resonating with you, if you say, hey, wait a minute, you mean we can sell the house in as-is condition? You don't have to worry about all of the stuff in the house. You just take what you want, take what you need, and Ben and his team will take care of everything else, literally everything else. Call 855-291-5005 or visit online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And I'll be back with more with Ben here in just a moment. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many options should a real estate professional provide to a homeowner considering downsizing or moving to a senior care community? A, 1, B, 3, C, 5, or D, 10? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. How many options should a real estate professional provide to a homeowner considering downsizing or moving to a senior care community? Here are your options here. A, 1, B, 3, C, 5, or D, 10. And the answer is B, and that should be 3 options. And Ben, when we were talking about this, you had some thought about 3 options.
That's correct, Steve. I think any real estate professional that a person speaks with in regards to selling a house and transitioning, either downsizing or moving to senior living, is that they give at least 3 options. I know in my case, when we talk to sellers, as I mentioned before the break, we talk to them about the scenario of updating the house to its nicest condition if it's not already, and what that looks like, as well as selling the house traditionally in its current as-is condition.
Yep.
As well as selling to a home buyer like Home Downsizing Solutions, mm-hmm. selling it completely as-is on their date of choice. But the other couple options I got to thinking about this was, one, we can work with people that want to stay in their home but don't want to be responsible for the maintenance and upkeep of the home anymore, but love to be where they're at. They're comfortable, so why move? And, of course, there are other options like an auction or options such as that.
Sure.
But I think when I kind of usually make a joke a little bit about when I talk to sellers that most investor guys will always push or usually push a seller to only work with the investor because they say, well, you know, this is the best choice because if you list it with an agent, they're just going to put a sign in the yard, put it on the multiple listing service, and wait.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you have most real estate agents that, quite frankly, say, you know, those investor guys are crooks and thieves. You shouldn't work with them. They're not licensed. There's no, mm-hmm. there's nothing there. And I kind of joke that, well, I'm both. So I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a really bad thing, but at least I can present both sides of the coin.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel that that's the best thing that I can do for a seller is to provide them with all the information and, again, go through the benefits that each can offer and discuss what value a seller attributes to those benefits. And that way, they can make an educated, informed decision as to which way to proceed that makes the most sense for their situation.
If this resonates with you, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, I understand that it's not just you. It's an actual – there's a whole team of providers of various services that would go into this whole downsizing and transitioning process.
That's correct. That's another thing that I really like about what I or my company does is that we don't just say, okay, we'll take care of the house, but everything else is on you. If a person says, you know, I just don't know where to start. I want to move, but I have no idea where to start. We can assist in creating a team of individuals that can help them transition to their new home, whether that be an estate sale company, whether that be a moving and organizing company that works with helping people just organize the things to decide what they want or can take with them, what to sell, what to maybe donate to their family or other charities. And, of course, how to take care of the stuff that nobody wants or needs anymore, as well as working with, if it's a downsizing situation, to a new home or apartment, maybe just a real estate agent that is a good fit for them, a senior placement agent, obviously, with what you do, and a moving company, some of those other services that can take take the stress out of the transition to a new home, especially if the adult children are the ones that are kind of running the show,
yep,
and responsible for this, especially if they're out of area adult children, and they could really utilize the help of resources that can make this happen so that their parent or loved one can get to a better place and get out of that potentially not good place in their house.
And it's all about creating a team of local providers. So if you decide,
correct,
yeah, I'm ready to move and I need to sell my house, and I'm going to move to this assisted living community, independent living, whatever the case may be, that's the beginning of a lot of work. It could be overwhelming, frankly, and a lot of different pieces, like you just mentioned. So you'll put together an entire comprehensive team of local providers to help make this transition happen.
Correct. Whatever the family or the seniors themselves that are making the move want or would like help with to make that process easier, that's what we try and accomplish to help them in any way that we can, besides just the real estate aspect of it.
Okay. All right. That makes sense, because there's a lot more involved than just the house. I mean, you have all the stuff, you have everything like you just talked about. So, Ben, this is the time of year, every year we talk about this, where we're coming into the holiday season and families are going to gather. And a lot of times, maybe the family hasn't been there for an entire year, maybe even a couple of years. And so you walk in to the house and you see your mom, your dad, your elderly loved one, and you're like, Whoa, wait a minute. I didn't catch that over the phone, or I didn't pick up on that over our Zoom call or whatever, FaceTime, whatever it was. And so, you know, some of the things that you look for are, you know, just a decline in the individual, whether it's a physical decline, maybe a cognitive decline, a decline in hygiene, maybe the refrigerator's empty, there's just not a lot of food in the area, not taking medications on time, you know, memory-related issues. But then you start looking around, you're like, wait a minute, this house is in disrepair. It's not efficient. You know, I can see a gap in the door and in some of the windows. And so no wonder the energy bills are so high. And that's a prime time when you have that realization to reach out to you to talk about some of these options.
Correct. That certainly happens around this type of time of the year, and as you just mentioned. And that's when we can be of service, so that if a person, or especially the adult children, they're wondering, okay, what resources do we have available? And you pointed out a good thing, what local resources,
yeah,
that know the communities that know the local places and resources and services that can be of best help for making that move to a new home.
And you see, you know, stains on the ceiling, you see cracks in the concrete and the sidewalks and maybe even in the foundation, and that can be overwhelming. So if that sounds like you and your family, and when you get together, if some of these things are like, oh, wait a minute, we just saw all of these things, we need to talk about that. Again, I would invite you to reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being in here today, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Steve. Thank you for having me here today, and wish all the listeners happy Thanksgiving. And if we can be of any service or any help, please let us know. 855-291-5005 or homedownsizing.com. Have a great day.
Perfect. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. So I was speaking with my friend and guest in the studio, Ben Socheck, and this is the time of year that we do talk, every year we talk about this. And, you know, families are coming home. Maybe they've lived out of town, out of state, maybe even in another country. I mean, you know, families are scattered all over the place these days. And you come home, you haven't been home forever, and you have maybe some very surprising realizations at that point. Now that you're there, you know, if you're around someone with cognitive issues, you may not catch that. But if you're around them for a day or two or three, you will definitely see that. And maybe you're really, really surprised because you're like, well, wait a minute. We didn't catch any of that on the over the phone or on our FaceTime visits with my mom and the grandkids and all that stuff. And so it really is, you're not going there to spy. You're going there to love on your family and have some great food and just some good family time and maybe some relaxation and that sort of thing. But also keep your eyes open. And if your loved one needs help, get them the help that they need. Maybe bring in a home care provider. Maybe have someone come in to do, you know, some house repairs, some maintenance, lawn work, all of the stuff. Bring in a home care provider to help out with maybe some light house cleaning and doing some laundry and maybe a little bit of cooking and running some errands with your loved one, that kind of thing. There are lots and lots of solutions out there. But if you see a decline in physical abilities or especially cognitive abilities, you got to pay attention to that. Because you have to wonder, how well are they really doing when you're not there? And do they need some help? And it always takes me back to a story that one of my very first clients shared with me. She had one of these aha moments. She and her mom, she said for as long as she could remember, for decades since she was a little girl, they would get together and they would make Christmas cookies in December. And as it got a little closer to Christmas. And she said every year they kind of had their routine and they, you know, one did this and one did that. And my client handed her mom the 1 cup measure, said, "Mom, I need a cup of sugar." And she turned around. She was doing her thing and everything. And then she's like, "Well, wait a minute. I don't think mom's doing that." She turned back around to look at her mom. Her mom had the 1 cup measure in her hand, and she was looking at it. And she was confused because she wasn't sure what to do with the cup. And at that moment, my client, the lady I ultimately worked with, she said a chill just went all the way down my spine. And I realized, oh my gosh. I knew my mom was getting a little forgetful, but this is a lot worse than I thought it was. So she said, "Oh, come on, Mom. I just need a little scoop of sugar. You remember? And we do this." "Oh, yeah. That's right. I got that." But she said, my eyes were wide open from that second forward. And she said, "I knew my mom was going to need some help." And I did not realize it was that far along. But that was that aha moment, that moment of realization that, you know, we have a problem here, and we have a major problem. So again, you can, you know, bring in home care. If you need medical services, you can bring in a Medicare certified home health agency. You can bring in, you know, someone to take care of things around the house, maybe mow the lawn, do some landscaping, scoop the snow in the winter, all of this stuff. One of my clients, they were having a really tough time. Their family noticed that dad was having a pretty wobbly going up and down the stairs. Their bedrooms are upstairs. Everything else is on the main level. And they're like, that's a fall waiting to happen. I mean, this is just guaranteed. And that could be catastrophic injury wise. So they caught that. And guess what they did? They called me. I talked to them and I said, "Call so-and-so and get one of these stair lifts, and they can install it. You can rent it. You can buy it. Once you're done with it, they'll buy it back." So a lot of flexibility there. But they had that thing brought out and installed in just literally a few days. And now dad goes to the stairs, sits down on this little chair, straps himself in, and then pushes a button, and it goes, and it goes up the stairs, up this track, and stops at the top, where then he spins around, unbuckles his little seatbelt, stands up, and he's perfectly, absolutely safe now going up and down the stairs. That was their only concern, getting a little wobbly, and those stairs are now all of a sudden looking a lot more hazardous than they should be. So there are a lot of things you can do. But again, if family gathers, family sees some issues, family decides to talk about that. Talk about bringing in services or maybe finding a senior care community. There are a lot of folks talk about that as well. Maybe living in their current house is not a good idea. So, need to think about moving to a senior care community. It is the most frequently asked question that I've had since 2002. That's a really long time. And that question is, "Hey, Steve, when is the right time to move? When should we move from home to a senior care community? We'd like to enjoy, you know, have our parents enjoy living in the house, in the home, for as long as possible, but we understand there could be some safety issues here. We see these things. So we don't want to move too soon. We don't want to wait too long. We don't want to wait till a crisis occurs and then we have to move. And now our hair's on fire. We have to just take the first place available. When do you do that?" So I like to say that the following things should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. And number one, and a very clear number one, is when it is no longer safe to live at home. And frankly, this really involves individuals with some cognitive issues, primarily. So a few examples: leaving the stovetop burners on. Now we have a potential fire issue. Wandering away from the house, you can't find your way back home. So that could be just going out for a walk, So, you know, you're still walking around the block, but you walk around the block and all of a sudden you're looking around and it just doesn't look right to you. And now you forget how you can get home. And again, that's associated with cognitive issues. The much worse situation of that would be, or worse example of that would be getting in the car, maybe driving to the store, driving to your favorite restaurant or whatever you're doing, and you just keep on driving and you can't find your way back home. Now, all of a sudden, we have a silver alert. They have a picture of this person, description of their car, maybe even a license plate number. And now everyone's looking for this person. Usually these stories of wandering away or driving away and not being able to find their way back home, usually they have a happy ending. They work out well. Sometimes, tragically, they don't come home because something happened. And so that's a major safety issue. Malnutrition, dehydration, obviously that's a safety issue. Unsanitary living conditions, just the fact that they just can't keep up. Just can't keep up with stuff around the house. Injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. That one gets to be, you know, a lot more kind of obvious. This one is not obvious at all. This one flies under the radar. It's a huge safety issue. Not taking your medications properly. Maybe you're not taking them on time. Maybe you're taking two doses when you're supposed to have one. Maybe you're not taking your medications at all. That is a gigantic safety issue. And it's really easy to do. And then if you put some mild dementia, some cognitive impairment on top of that, heck, I'm doing okay. Thank goodness. Okay. And sometimes I might forget my meds once in a while. Put some cognitive decline in there and you could forget them all the time. That's a huge issue. And then, of course, we're going to talk about this maybe on another program, but, you know, elder abuse, elder financial abuse, some of these other types of elder abuse. And obviously all of these things are safety issues. So again, when should you consider, or at least having the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community? Number one, by a mile, is when we have a safety issue, when it's no longer safe to live at home. And coming up, I'll continue the conversation again of when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the most frequently asked question I've had in over 20 years. Hey, Steve, when's the right time to move from your home to a senior care community? We want to get it right. We don't want to move too soon. We don't want to wait too long. How do you know when you're supposed to move? And so I just like to say that there's some things that should at least trigger that conversation. Sometimes it's pretty obvious. Sometimes it's not so obvious at all. Sometimes it just lands in one of the gray areas. So again, number one, when you have a safety issue, it's no longer safe to live at home. Number two, and I'm going to call this a very close number two, maybe a 1A. Listen really carefully. This applies to a whole bunch of you. Right now, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline. So the most common example, you have an elderly couple living together. One spouse is declining and needs more and more help and more physical care. And then you have the other elderly spouse trying to be the caregiver, trying to do the best they can do. But now they're wearing out. Now they're having some of their own issues. How long can that go on? now, so you have one person clearly declining, and now you have the caregiver starting to decline. Now you have two people declining. You cannot let that go on very long. You're going to have to step in if you see it. You're going to have to do something. This should spur you to action immediately. Now, by health and well-being, we're talking about your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, and of course, your physical health. So what we do as caregivers, and this is what we do, I'll just tell you, I'll share with you, we place our own needs on the back burner. We voluntarily place ourselves second because the person that we're caring for, they're first. We're pouring everything that we've got into them and caring for them and making sure that they have everything that they need and they're cared for and they're loved and they're supported. So as a caregiver, this could be your mom, your dad, it could be one of the adult children, it could be whoever the caregiver is. We start skipping doctor's appointments. We take our loved one to every doctor's appointment, but we postpone our own. We start skipping dental appointments. We start skipping social events, like the ladies. I haven't been to my book club in months. Or the guys. Yeah, I haven't been with the with all the guys that meet down at the donut shop on Friday morning so we can kind of share our stories and catch up and have some coffee and a donut. And it's just a really, really nice time. I haven't seen the guys for months. We start skipping church. We stop attending our church so we don't get our tank refilled spiritually, and we don't get to visit with all of our friends that we know and we love at our church. We just withdraw. One thing that does is it brings in some depression for the caregiver, along with the stress that is increasing every single day, the stress of being a caregiver. Now, let me say, and I'm not going to elaborate on this, on the gory details here, but stress is a very powerful force. And unfortunately, I have seen this happen with several people where the caregiver is just being crushed, and I mean crushed, by the stress of being a caregiver. And they actually end up passing away because of the stress of being a caregiver. They pass away way before the person they're caring for. And that is so avoidable. It is so unnecessary. Don't let that happen. I'm feeling a little bit preachy about that, but it's because I love you. Don't let that happen. You have to step in. You have to do something about that. Don't let it happen. So number two, when the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, that should definitely trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Number three, when the cost of in-home care and other support services become too expensive. So a lot of folks will hire someone to, you know, cook a week's worth of food in advance and maybe mow the lawn, scoop the snow, you know, all the stuff, trying to keep up the house, bring in a housekeeping or house cleaning service and all those sort of things. And then they'll bring in, when it comes to care, they'll bring in a home care provider. Now, you know, if you know me, if you listen to the show for any length of time at all, I'm a huge, huge fan, huge proponent, huge supporter of home care on an hourly basis. And the home care provider can come in a few hours up to 24 hours a day to help out with, you know, around the house and help provide some care and help get you dressed and run some errands and all kinds of stuff. Help you provide you medication reminders. Hey, it's time to take your medication. Don't forget that. And it's a fantastic service. It can keep you in your home, in living at home independently for years and years to come. But as with everything else, home care is becoming more and more expensive. And if you needed 24-hour care, it used to cost $15,000 to $20,000 a month. Now it's going to cost $25,000 to $30,000 a month. And I'll tell you what, a lot of folks can get by just fine with 5-6 hours a day, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 days a week. And maybe that's all the extra help they need. And along with the caregiver providing the care and then the home care provider giving the caregiver a break, that might keep you at home for years. And that's pretty affordable. If it goes to the 24-hour number, that gets pretty expensive. So when the cost of in-home care and other support services just become too expensive, that should trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. And then last but not least, when the care that you provide is just not enough, you're just not able to keep up, I like to say, why not consider changing your role from that caregiver, that hands-on caregiver, to the care manager? Okay, meaning find a great place, find a senior care community that can provide the care, be, you know, professional caregivers, professional staff handling this 24 hours a day. And then once you see that your loved one is getting receiving great care, then you can slowly move away from that hands-on caregiver role to a care manager role. So you can provide the oversight, make sure that the staff knows everything about your loved one so that they can give them the best care possible. And you can speak for your loved one and just make sure they're receiving everything that they need. So I really hope in this, as we're entering just the big holiday season here, that that will help so many people understand when to consider moving from your home to your senior care community. If you have any questions about that, you can always reach me at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.